For the fourth year, residents teamed up with a local car dealership in St. George to tee up on the greens of a local golf course to not only raise a golf club, but money to support search and rescue efforts in southern Utah.
When I first started, we bought everything ourselves. The county didn't have the ability to provide any equipment, training, or anything, so we did it all on our own.
That was Washington County Sheriff Corey Pulsifer. He accepted the $10,500 donation from Findlay Automotive. The golf tournament money will help cover half of the search and rescue team's annual operating budget and will be used to train 70 volunteers who perform mountain and ground search rescue services for a five-county region.
This year's focus was to start to provide some of the equipment for our ground teams so that we have the 72-hour packs, the ropes and the different things, that when they get that phone call, they have their packs and equipment all put together, ready to respond out without having to go, hey, where's this, where's that? But it also makes them that much more ready and able to respond at a minute's notice to go out and to help.
In July, volunteers from the organization assisted area law enforcement in locating and caring for 30 university students hiking in an area northwest of St. George who were suffering from heat exhaustion.
They're willing to help us when we had the big fires and we had to do some of the evacuations and road closures. They're available at a moment's notice to come out and assist. I don't have enough employees to go out and handle a lot of those things. These guys drop everything they're doing to come out. This benefits the entire community because of their service and their willingness to give.
For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.